Get ready, everybody. Here we go. It's time. Yes, it is time for the Bob Ryan Report. World famous, unbelievable reporter, sports writer, author. Amazing. It's Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, now look, we're going to really have to put the pressure on you today because we have so many questions we got to ask.
All right.
Okay, we'll start off. Let's start off with the Celtics because yesterday we were talking about the Celtics, a little internal discussion here, and I said that maybe I was expecting too much, but I'm a little disappointed in the start this year. And then Brian came up with possibly the quintessential question here.
All right, Bob. The Celtics last year spent all season learning how to play without Gordon Hayward. They were one win away from the finals. Now he's back, and they have to learn how to play with him. What's going on?
That's true. I think it's going to take longer than we anticipated for the whole thing to fall into place, and I'm confident that it will fall into place. To a degree, you can say the same thing about learning to play without Kyrie Irving. You had to worry about these guys that were used to playing longer. A guy, for example, Terry Rozier, is not the same player that he was last spring. I worried a little bit about that, how he would react to having lesser time, and you don't know what's in the back of their minds about creating a market value, down the road, go get some big contract eventually, whether here or elsewhere. This kind of stuff you worry about. The other thing is they're not playing. They haven't found a balance to play. They had that game against where they made a record of number of 3-point shots. Oh, that's all well and good. Then they go from there to go into a game after that. They only make 9 out of 29.
Yeah.
They're not getting to the free throw line. The other teams are getting far more free throws than them. Well, you don't get to the free throw line if you're cranking up 43s all night.
Yeah.
So you got to find that balance. Defensively, they're not the same either. And the Hayward thing is crucial, but I do think they're going to figure that out. Now, they have absolutely one guy who's playing the best he's ever played in his life, and that's Marcus Morris.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yep.
Hey, Bob, let's talk Bruins, because the Bruins not off to a bad start. They're 8-4-2. They are the number one line in hockey with Bergeron, Pastrnak, and Marchand, but the rest of the team cannot score goals.
I know. It's a real problem. They're very much so, and they talk about it. They talk about it. What can you do? You just you can mix and match the lines. I know that Bruce Cassidy has said he is not going to break that line up. Yeah, he's not going to do that. Some people maybe say, well, that's how you put one of these guys in different lines and they're going to help. No, he said you want to keep that line. It is, as you said, perhaps the premier line in hockey, certainly among them. And so it's a problem. The other score, they just got to get better. I mean, I don't think it's a matter of they're going to make a major trade or anything like that. These guys are capable of playing better. They just have to play better.
You just answered my question. I was wondering if maybe they would trade Tuukka because Halak is playing so well, like a number one goalie.
People who know far more about this than I caution you. It's not. I wouldn't say it's fool's gold, but take him at face value. Do not overrate him. Do not overplay him. I'll give you, for instance, baseball. Brock Holt, we know he's a wonderful backup, but you don't want him playing 140 games. And that's what they say, the experts, that they have Halak in the exact right position to get the most out of him. You don't want to overwork him.
Okay, let's move to the Patriots. Have the Patriots fixed the offense?
Pretty much, what a cause and effect when you get Julian Edelman back.
Yeah.
That's made a big difference, yes. And, of course, Josh Gordon. So far, so good. The experiment is working wonderfully. They have not had a guy that can make the kind of catches on the kind of throws that he makes since Randy Moss. He's 6'3", he's 220, he's acrobatic, he fights hard for the ball. He gives Brady a target that he has not had, the nature of that at all. So, yes, the offense is getting better, and the only thing is that the running attack is a little worrisome because when you're using Coryell Patterson as a primary running back, this is a whole new thing, and I'm not sure about that. But you know what? They always seem to figure it out, don't they?
Yeah, I'm curious. Do you think Bill Belichick is going to pick on Malcolm Butler this weekend?
Well, Malcolm Butler has been statistically, according to the stats, the single worst cornerback in the league, and he's coming off another terrible game. I suspect he's going to be just out of his mind trying to show off and show Bill that he was wrong. But the numbers back up Bill very much. Technically, if he's as bad as he's been, they're going to pick on him.
I think that we've covered a lot this morning. So, do you have any shameless plugs?
Yeah, well, the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom tomorrow morning will be dropped, and then it'll be in Around the Horn next Monday. So Monday at 5 o'clock on ESPN.
And by the way, we'd like to thank you very much for your consistent input on the Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
I want to tell you, it's been a lot of fun, but Mrs. E has been a trooper. She is into this.
All right.
I love it. Okay. So it's a collaborative effort, but we're glad to help.
Nice.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Bob Ryan Report is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on.